Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So there was a headline that in New Zealand, they want to ban tobacco in anybody who was born after 2004. They want to stop youth smoking. And somebody had said, great, let's do that here in America. Yay, we're going to ban smoking. We're going to make it a crime when kids smoke. Yay. And mind you, I'm not a fan of people smoking. I don't want kids to smoke. I think when kids start smoking, it could lead to other things. And I would love to see kids not smoke. But we need to be really, really careful about designating something a crime. With what happened in Chicago, with the 13-year-old being shot, he was running from police in an alley. Apparently there was shots fired prior. Not sure if he was the one that shot fired the shots or somebody else that was with them that got arrested, but he tries to get rid of his gun, and the process of the officer seeing him have a gun, he gets shot dead. Just a 13-year-old boy. We have a huge problem with kids and crime. I think in 2018 we had over 2 million kids arrested in terms of number of kids doing crime, performing or committing criminal acts. It's above that. Obviously, the numbers far surpass that. It could range anywhere from a kid, you know, shoplifting, taking a candy bar, taking a candy, to trespassing, to smoking some weed, to vaping, to armed robbery, to rape, to killing somebody. So we've seen children, we're talking children, run the gamut of various types of crimes that they could commit. Whether it's upbringing, whether it's environment, whether it's lack of food, poverty, whether it's lack of medical care, whether it's mental illness. Now, that's still being debated, how a little baby kid could kill or rape somebody else. But unfortunately, these things happen. And so what New Zealand wants to do is to have a smoke-free country by the year 2025. So if they start working on their youth, those who are caught smoking, I believe, will have some sort of, I don't know if they're going to be put in jail, but I think there's going to be a fine. I haven't really exactly seen what sort of punishment they would have. But they want to stop kids smoking, and they think they can have a smoke-free country by making it, quote-unquote, a crime for kids to smoke. Sounds, you know, fairy tale-ish to me. I would love, currently, right now, kids aren't supposed to smoke, but we have a police force that is already very overwhelmed, taxed. We have people leaving the force. We have people not very excited about going into the police, or into the police force. There's threats for not only it to be defunded, but unfunded. There's calls for police to not carry any weapons, and it's kind of a big cluster right now. It's a mess. But we aren't really talking about, and this is something we brought up earlier on the show, our approach to crime. Now, many criminals that do heinous acts when they're adults start as kids. So I'm a huge supporter of wanting to mitigate and prevent adult crime by working with vulnerable pediatric populations. And what are we doing? Well, when somebody's, you know, somebody does something wrong, we incarcerate, we throw them in jail. And locking them up doesn't, I don't believe, solve a lot. I mean, if they are harmful to others, I understand how you have to sequester them. But somebody, let's say, smoking pot, I mean, is that really harming others? Yeah, maybe secondhand smoke, but to the degree that they need to be in a room with other kids or incarcerated. When you incarcerate somebody, it can weigh on them psychologically. It can make them feel like they're an animal. It could label them, which is why I'm really nervous about what's happening with the migrant kids. The migrant kids are being put in a facility. They go from being free to being detained, surrounded by guards, being given their food, being not with family members, not in school, not in... I worry about, you know, kids and the psychological effect of being locked up. You know, when I grab my kids and say, go to your room, they have their own room. See, me, my room was with my sister and brother, and I didn't want to hang out with my sister and brother. So, to me, that was punishment. But let the kid hang out in their own place, it might work, you know, for the first 10, 15, 20 minutes, but then they get antsy. They get antsy. They might get spiteful. They might get revengeful. They might want to run away. Why do kids run away? Why do we have such a huge runaway problem? Because they don't want to be confined. Now, you could say, well, you know, kids have to be confined. They have to sit in a classroom. Do they really? I mean, we have school. We need kids to learn. But do they really need to be learning in a classroom setting? What about more of the apprentice style going, all right, guys, we're going to go outside and we're going to do this. We're going to learn how to do this. We're going to learn how to do this task. Okay? We're going to exercise while we talk about Shakespeare. We have this concept that we need kids confined. They need a playpen. They need a crib. And the reason why we're confining them is because it's easier on us adults. If you have a kid that commits crime, if you have a kid that won't learn algebra, sit them down, confine them. These desks, they're even kind of hard to get in and out of. They're almost like a little enclosure, some of the way these desks are, where it's kind of a big deal to get in and out of one. Then if you look at caveman days, what do kids do? Kids rolled around and crawled and followed mommy or daddy around. They were doing chores as soon as they could walk and be able to do them. So maybe we need to relook at how we are confining. I love the idea of community service. I love the idea of there being supervision. All right, you know what? You did this crime. You destroyed that building. All right, you're going to now help clean windows. This is what you're going to now do. And a month of cleaning windows and doing wax on, wax off, I think is much safer psychologically than being locked up. That's just me. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, waves of riots have been happening as a result of the Wright shooting, the Derek Chauvin trial, which is going to be anticipated to not have fans of whatever judgment happens to Derek Chauvin. I'm expecting at least a manslaughter charge. If people had wanted a murder charge and he gets a manslaughter charge, or if he gets a third-degree murder charge but not a second-degree murder charge, local officials are preparing for still possible riots in respect to that. Riots in Chicago for the Adam Toledo shooting, the 13-year-old who was shot after running in an alley and trying to get rid of his gun. Again, it's a shame when you see a kid 13 years old. I mean, why were they running from the cops? Were they afraid they were going to get hurt by the cops? Why did he have a gun? Why did a 13-year-old have a gun? What was happening before he runs? And it's a shame. It's such a shame. And so it's going to be a very, very rough next few months, possible even longer, as more and more videos of violence and scuffles or shootings that happen between people and cops continue to surface. And Florida has already passed a bill. The Florida Senate has passed an, quote, anti-riot bill. And they want to increase penalties for crimes committed during a riot. Now, the bill is supported by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It is going to head to his desk for signature. But opponents think it's going to have a chilling impact on free speech. Now, mind you, I do not like any of our amendments or our constitutional rights trampled on. But according to the bill, it's going to increase criminal penalties for assault, defacing monuments, and other public property during riots. It would penalize local governments that interfere with law enforcement attempting to contain riots and would provide a citizens' appeal process when cities and counties attempt to reduce police budgets. Now, Democrats say they're concerned that the new bill could serve as an intimidation to people who would peacefully demonstrate. Now, I'm not sure how, because if they're going to demonstrate peacefully, then they're not going to commit a crime and then not be facing penalties. Unless they're concerned that they're going to go and somebody next to them will then commit the crime and now they're in a situation where they could get in trouble. Maybe that's what they're concerned about. But, I mean, if somebody is going to peacefully demonstrate, then, you know, the laws should still exist. I'm a little confused why it would increase criminal penalties. But there should be current penalties for assault. I don't understand why the penalties have to be increased. There should be penalties for assault, defacing public property, hurting public property, lighting up people's businesses on fire, breaking windows. Those things should already be crimes. But we're getting mixed messages on whether any of the people committing the crimes have gotten caught and have served jail time or community service. So Republicans say the measure is needed to protect law and order. Democrats say it was drafted in an effort to squash protests by groups like Black Lives Matter. And mind you, there are many people I know who are part of the Black Lives Matter Foundation and group that do not want to be stigmatized with the riots. And again, I'm not sure where the leadership is coming from, but, you know, Black Lives Matter movement should have never been paralleled or equated to riots and fires. But unfortunately, with some of the things that have happened throughout the year, there's that unfortunate stereotype that has grown in the media. So, personally, I think if there is any destruction of private property, that's a crime. If you assault a police officer, we have Officer Shea, who was shot in the head during a protest in Las Vegas, Nevada. He just got discharged home. And we are talking 10 months ago. He was shot in the head. Somebody just randomly going up to the officer and shooting him in the head. I mean, that person needs to be, I believe he was arrested. That person needs to be arrested. And you shoot anybody in the head, you face the consequences of the law. And there has been this idea that people got away with a lot of the destruction that happened. In terms of the Capitol riots, every single person was caught on video. Well, many of the Capitol rioters didn't wear masks. And it was during the day, so they could be very easily seen. Whereas many of the riots and the destructions that are happening at night. Masks are being worn. Not a lot of cameras. So it's easier for Capitol Police and investigators to catch everybody at the riots that happened January 6th, but not so easy for people to capture who would have done the riots in the summer or currently. One gentleman was interviewed, I believe, on CNN, and he had a can of soup. And he had winked to the camera that the can of soup was for his family to eat. And then the reporter kind of called him out on it, and he said, no, it's for my family, the can of soup. I'm not sure what the wink meant. Did the wink mean it was going to get thrown? And why are we, throwing a can, that hits a head, that could be considered a deadly weapon. Guy looked like a nice guy. He looked like a family man. He looked like, what was he doing walking around with one can of soup? I don't know. And this was during one of the riots. So I understand why states are going to take this extra move, because if we are worried about public health, I mean, look at our approach to COVID. Look at our approach to COVID and masking and locking down and threatening arrests and preventing people from opening their business because of public health. Yet a riot doesn't jeopardize public health. People are getting shot. People attending the riot are getting hurt. People are getting exposed to COVID. I mean, you're concerned about lockdowns, yet you're okay with riots going on. And I guess there's mayors that will speak out saying we are going to have police stand down and not investigate or not. And it starts to send mixed messages that it's okay. And if you are a taxpayer and you have a business and your insurance company, hey, is not the strongest insurance company, people are like, yeah, well, they have insurance. How many insurance companies you think are going to insure people as easily if they have to pay for a burned down business where millions of dollars of retail and supplies and building and lost wages? I don't think we could rely on insurance. The argument of, well, people are stealing because they need to feed their family. When I saw people running around with TVs or, grabbing whatever at Walmart, I mean, was it really to feed the family? Are you really able to just go and sell these things to I don't know. It's unfortunate. And so we do worry about the public health crisis that happens with riots and with with public property damage and assault and violence. So I understand why in Florida they made this move. Will it impede free speech? Now, if at all there's arrests for assembly, then yeah, you can that might be trampling on free speech. But assembly is a lot different than public property and assault and defacing monuments. What's it called? It's not called graffiti. It's I think it's called defacing, but it's what's it called when you I don't know, but there's a term for it where you destroy private property by writing all over it and stuff. It's a very simple term that escaped me, unless defacing is the term, but I think there's something else. That's not something we've ever allowed. Why is it allowed now? We're talking about crime and kids. Kids aren't supposed to have guns. You're not supposed to resist arrest. These are things that are crimes. It shouldn't end in somebody dying. But where did running from a police officer, or while the officer is trying to cuff you, you making a run for it, when unfortunately and sadly and now tragically did that become okay? And unfortunately it's not. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Harris is addressing the deadly mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility.
We have families in our country that are grieving the loss of their family members because of gun violence. There is no question that this violence must end.
During a meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, Harris telling reporters that she and President Biden are thinking of the families of the eight people who were killed. The Biden administration is releasing $1.7 billion from the sweeping stimulus bill to monitor, track, defeat emerging coronavirus threats. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters that variants account for nearly half of the COVID-19 cases in the United States. President Biden welcoming Japan's prime minister to the White House on Friday. The two will hold a joint news conference later on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News. According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson & Johnson asked Pfizer and Moderna to study the risk of blood clots in their COVID-19 vaccines. Both companies say their vaccines appeared to be safe and they didn't think they needed to look into the rare blood clot issue. This comes after the FDA and CDC temporarily paused the use of J&J's vaccine earlier this week. The former vice president has some new hardware.
Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. So the Biden administration has announced a $1.7 billion investment to track COVID variants that account for almost half of the cases in the United States. So this $1.7 billion is going to a, quote, national network to identify and track worrisome coronavirus mutations. I thought we were already doing that. I guess they need more money to do that. I thought we shouldn't we have been doing this whole time? I thought that's what the FDA and the CDC and public health organizations, NIH, I thought they were all kind of doing that. But I guess they need more money to do it, which is fine. I mean, it is concerning. But they say the money will go towards the CDC and state health department initiatives to gene map coronavirus. The U.S. government is also going to create partnerships with universities to conduct research and develop technologies for gene-based surveillance of pathogens. They say, additionally, a data system will be built to share and analyze emergency disease threats, setting up infrastructure to prevent future pandemics. Now, I would have thought we already had a plan and we've already been doing surveillance, but I guess maybe this kind of implies this is kind of a brand new idea, but this is kind of something we should have been doing all along. So the White House officials have unveiled a strategy that features three major components. One is a huge funding boost for the CDC, state health departments to ramp up coronavirus gene mapping, creation of, quote, six centers of excellence partnerships with universities to conduct research and develop technologies for gene-based surveillance of pathogens, and then build a better data system to better share and analyze information on emerging disease threats. This way, knowledge can be turned into action. I know some people are a little freaked out about the third. Who is going to be in this data system? Well, my guess is people that have the variants could also be people who are vaccinated or not. I'm not sure what this data system will entail. The White House coronavirus advisor Andy Slavitt said even as we accelerate our efforts to get shots into arms, more dangerous variants are growing, causing increases in cases in people. So we talked about the variants. We have a Columbus-grown variant, California-grown variant, I think a Texas-grown variant. There's multiple variants, but the big ones we're watching is the UK B117 that has been now the more dominant strain. The B1351, which is the South African strain that we haven't seen too much except in a couple areas. And then the P1 Brazilian variant, which is really scaring the heck out of people because people are getting COVID multiple times. I don't know how many times, but at least two. And they think that could also escape vaccine efficacy. So variants are starting to show up and be a little bit more prominent in areas like California, like Colorado, Florida, Michigan. Remember I told you these spikes that we're seeing with Michigan, you know, make me a little nervous that we're looking at more of a variant strain in there. Maybe even one that hasn't been discovered because they're starting to become overwhelmed. But Minnesota's dealing with some increase in terms of variants. Now, they say total U.S. cases of variants is 13,052. That is an underestimation because I'm telling you right now, people calling into telemedicine with mild fever or sneezing or coughing or some body aches or some diarrhea or nausea, and I say, can you please go get tested for COVID? And many of them say, hell no. You wonder how many of those people using telemedicine are COVID patients as well. But because they're mild, they're not going to end up showing up to a hospital, but then we won't be able to test them. So the number of variants being at 13,000 cases is a huge underestimation. Because I'm telling you right now, there are people out there that are sick and they don't even want to tell their employer. They want to just continue doing what they're doing. I could tell them to avoid work. I could tell them to. Many of them are still working from home. So those who are working from home that aren't leaving the house, that are getting their groceries delivered, they're not going to stop everything to go out and get tested. They'd like them to, but they don't. Now, the CDC should also be keeping an eye on Ebola, Zika. From what I understand, they will. This new genomic surveillance initiative will aim at creating a permanent infrastructure. But they say it's going to take money. Remember when there were all these food outbreaks and the FDA said, look, you know, we need more money. The reason why this is happening is because we don't have enough staff. And you're like, what's the staff doing now? Well, my guess is, and I get it, especially during the recession and things like that, my guess is people might be overwhelmed. But, you know, I have seen certain places of work where people say they're overwhelmed and they're just sitting there, right, working slow so they don't get any more extra work. I really hope that's not the situation because that is a lot of money. But in the interest of public health, it's going to go through. So these super COVID variants, you know, should we be worried? Well, these variants of concern are concerning because, like I said, we are seeing the numbers go up. We're starting to see the hospitalizations creep up. Whereas a couple weeks ago, we had about 8,500 people in the hospital. Now we're up at 9,700. So an extra 2,200 people in the hospital countrywide isn't that much, but it means we're going the opposite direction. We're supposed to be winding down. And unfortunately, we're seeing new cases. And we're seeing India having close to 200,000 new cases a day, and those are people getting tested. We're seeing Russia have more cases, Europe more cases. Death tolls are still rising. So I want this to end. I want to see these numbers go away. And unfortunately, the spikes that we're seeing is not leading to that. So I'm worried because of how we might approach it and still keep lockdowns or still prevent kids from going back to school, etc. You know, and we're also loosening up our approach to people of foreign countries coming in. You know, as much as I want travel and I want Las Vegas to be able to open up and have tourism again, that will bring the risk of variants coming in. And it's a little bit counterintuitive when Las Vegas is still locked down until June 1, but migrants are coming in, and that obviously, if they have COVID or not, you know, they're not getting treated per se. We don't really have preventative medication yet. And so as we have thousands of people coming in from the border, you know, they're going to have to go someplace and live if they're being allowed to stay in America. And that's going to bring in more cases or possible new variants. So, you know, we're not being very consistent with our approach to things, which is why I'm for opening us up, because it doesn't make sense to force some people to stay closed while there, you know, there's not that sort of enthusiasm to prevent variants coming into the country when it comes to our approach to migrants and stuff. So, yeah, we are going to have to watch very closely what's happening with Brazil. Countries have already stopped travel, tried to block Brazil strains from coming to their country, and Brazil being in South America, you know, can be close to Central America, and then as Central America migrates towards the U.S., can bring it to the U.S. So obviously those are of a concern. So yeah, this type of money that's being spent by the government, no doubt. And again, for any of these trillion-dollar packages with, you know, some extra, you know, gold for some of these states that are getting awarded, they have to have some spending appear to look like it is for public health or infrastructure, et cetera. You know, but, you know, the CDC, yeah, they got their hands full. But unfortunately, I've seen many people say, oh, I can't take any more work on. Well, what are you working on? Now, what are you working on? Aren't you already working on the variants? The 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Coast Guard is making a last-ditch effort and search for survivors today, 8 miles off of Louisiana, as 12 men are still missing after the Seacorp Power lift boat capsized in high waves on Tuesday. 6 men have already been rescued. Captain David Ledette, 63 years old, has been confirmed dead. Other survivors were spotted clinging to a hull, but were treated inside after one fell into the water. Now, rescuers hope that the men found air pockets inside the vessel to survive. Time is of the essence. As we know, air pockets will become depleted. So there are some huge fears, as the Coast Guard is concerned that there's no signs of life. So, 12 missing crew members could be trapped inside, so divers are searching for the missing oil industry workers. They are prepared to enter the overturned vessel today. Unfortunately, there's still bad weather, technical challenges, and we hope to God that they are in there somewhere, having found air pockets. They are submerged right now in 50-foot seas about 8 miles off the Louisiana coast. They say as long as weather permits, the drivers are going to try to gain access to the vessel. That is their ultimate goal. I don't know if parts of the capsized boat is still above. I think the whole thing has submerged. And these are people that this was, I believe, winds and hurricane force winds on Tuesday caused the ship to flip over. 6 crew members were able to be rescued. 1, however, confirmed dead. 12 others remain missing. 2 of the missing men had been communicating with rescuers by VHF radio after the platform ship capsized. They were spotted clinging to the overturned hull, but had to seek shelter inside after a third man fell into the water and was lost. There have been no signs of life since then. So, it all depends on what the air pocket is. They say it's analogous to breathing in and out of a paper bag. At some point, it's not survivable. So, searchers have knocked on the ship's hull without response. That could be a sign that nobody's there, or it could be a sign they're just too weak to answer. But they are going to assume they're still alive, hopefully, and be able to try to get them out. But this is just absolutely crushing. So, a lift boat, being reported by Daily Mail, is a special design, but we're being told that it has a history of safety problems if the weather is bad. And I guess a lift boat, it looks like lifeboat, but it's called lift boat, is a self-propelled, self-elevating vessel with a large open deck that could carry equipment and supplies. They usually use it for mineral exploration and offshore construction. Now, lift boats are equipped with legs that can be lowered down to the sea floor. They say rapidly raising the hull clear of the water to provide a stable platform for oil exploration and even maintenance of the vessel itself, so it could hopefully stand firm within seafloor, assuming the winds aren't strong. The Sea Core Power had 3 extendable legs and was equipped with 2 cranes and a helicopter pad. So we're talking a huge, huge boat, hundreds of feet. Now, the first lift boat, they say, was designed in 1955 by brothers Lynn and Orrin Dean in Violet, Louisiana. In 1950, the Dean brothers had owned a repair service for cars, boats, and farm equipment called Universal Repair Service, which became their lift boat firm, EBI Elevating Boats LLC. And EBI operates 30 lift boats that service the shallow, oil-rich waters of the Gulf of Mexico from their lift boat dock in Houma, Louisiana. Now, Sea Core Power is owned by Sea Core Marine, and it had a maximum working depth of 195 feet. But vulnerabilities of these lift boats, they say, have been known for years. Federal authorities have actually investigated multiple deaths on them. Back in 2011, 4 people on board the Trinity II died in September of 2011 in the Gulf of Mexico because a large wave struck the hull. In July 1989, a lift boat sank off the coast of Louisiana in storms with Hurricane Chantel. 10 of the 14 people on board died. Now, Coast Guard Captain Will Watson said winds were 80 to 90 miles per hour and waves rose 7 to 9 feet when the Sea Core Power had overturned. So, you know, these are, it's dangerous work. It's mind-boggling some of the, you know, work that people do for us, you know, and for the country, and it puts them in such peril. So the first Coast Guard ship was able to arrive to the scene at about 5:10 p.m., 40 minutes after the initial distress signal. They found 5 men clinging to the hull. Helicopter crew from Bristow, a marine company, lowered life vests and VHF radios to them. 2 of the men jumped into the water and were able to be picked up by the Coast Guard. Good Samaritan vessels were able to rescue 4 other people. Coast Guard was also able to talk to the 3 people still in the ship's hull. Later, Tuesday night, one person had fallen in the water and wasn't seen again. Shortly before 10 p.m., 2 remaining people that were clinging to the hull told the Coast Guard they had to go back inside. That was unfortunately the last time the Coast Guard could speak to them. And that's tricky because you're like, well, if you're on the hull, they could see you, you know, jump. But unfortunately, with water such as that and taking you out, it's very hard to see. And, very, you know, it's doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be in a position where people can grab you. So it's let's hope to God they're still alive. They say part of the overturned ship hull and one of its legs are still visible. The most of the bulky vessel is underwater. But if you can see part of the hull or you can't see part of the ship, that could imply that that part of the ship may have an air pocket. Most of the vessel is underwater about 50 to 55 feet deep. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Johnson & Johnson, with all the drama going on, with about 7, maybe to 9 rare cases of blood clots, asked Pfizer and Moderna to help study the blood clot risks. Pfizer and Moderna are like, we don't want to touch that. We don't want to have that sort of bad PR associated with our shots. So they declined, according to a report. This is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. Johnson & Johnson privately asked COVID-19 vaccine rivals Pfizer and Moderna to join a study looking into the potential risk of blood clots, but the company's denied. Executives at Pfizer and Moderna said the vaccines appeared safe, and they didn't see the need to duplicate the efforts of regulators and companies already looking into the rare blood clot issue. They said only AstraZeneca, whose vaccine has raised concerns from regulators over blood clots, agreed to join the effort. Now, there has been some reports that blood clots could happen with any of the vaccines. So you would think all of the vaccine companies would be interested in the research. But they're, you know, Pfizer and Moderna stock going up. If it's not an issue, you know, don't wake up the sleeping giant. Let sleeping dogs lie. So they don't really seem to be as excited about jumping on board with this. Personally, I think it would help in the long run their companies to show that their vaccines have very low, if not negligible, risk to blood clots. You would think it would benefit them, especially as mRNA technology is going to explode in terms of cancer research and other sorts of vaccines. But they declined. And I don't know if that was a smart business move or not. But obviously, Johnson & Johnson is grappling with a handful of cases of CVST, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, AstraZeneca more. So they believe it could have something to do with the adenovirus vectors. But if there are reports saying, no, you can get the clots with others, then that unfortunately could, put a damper on things. So maybe they don't want, like I said, to wake the sleeping giant. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.